Grieving happens when we recognize and take hold of all that we feel, question, and remember. We take all of this loss in our hands, refusing to keep it inside in an act of stoicism, resisting the urge to hurl it at the nearest and safest human target, and instead, we honestly and transparently speak it before a God who hears us and responds to us in our pain. Grief is the process by which we actively release all that we feel, question, and remember at the feet of God and the people He has placed in our lives. The ugliness of grief. Standing before God in the raw and unfiltered state of grief is terrifying. So much vulnerability is required to expose these parts of ourselves that we would rather keep hidden away. The emotions I feel in the midst of chronic pain are not pretty. They are ugly and at times expressed in sinful ways. The questions I have about my pain are not nice. They are angry and filled with doubt. My memories of chronic pain are not processed or understood. They are desperate and confusing and not yet redeemed. To be honest about all that I feel, question, and remember can feel wrong, perhaps even sinful. Who am I to speak to God in this way? I think of a passionate and courageous woman I once counseled. She sits across from me and bares her soul about the painful loss she has experienced in one of her relationships. Her face is red, and her eyes are filled with tears, as she tells me she is filled with an anger that might overcome her. Sadness, shame, guilt, and fear overwhelm her. "I just need to stop feeling this way," she says. "These emotions are too much for me to handle. Everyone is telling me I can't let my emotions take over. I need to think about this logically." She wants logic. Is this the answer? She wants perfect control of her emotions. Is this really the remedy? When a baby dies, or a wife is unfaithful, or a job is lost, or chronic pain crashes down like a wall, stopping us in our tracks, is the answer to all of this less emotions and more logic? This woman was not the first to sit across from me and tell me she is scared of her emotions and all that she feels. She was not the first churched woman to tell me that perhaps she shouldn't be feeling everything so strongly. In the face of devastating loss, our emotions can become so strong that it feels like something is wrong with us. Feelings like this can't possibly be okay or godly, and we fear, if we let them persist, the intensity might overtake us. The proper and normal responses to pain. But there is a reason we feel the way we feel. The reality of here and now is that evil and suffering are rampant in our world and our lives, and the proper response to these things is sorrow and mourning. We have not yet arrived. We are not yet at the final destination where the old order of things will pass away, and we will never weep or wail again. And until we are there, we must wail, and we must weep when things of this world overcome us. Mourning and sorrow are the proper responses when bad things happen. How do we so easily forget this simple truth? When Jesus saw Lazarus dead in the tomb, he wept, even though he knew Lazarus would soon be alive and all would be redeemed in the end. He wept in the face of death and suffering and pain, just as he would later celebrate when all was restored. Why? Because weeping, sorrow, and grief are the proper responses to suffering, pain, and loss. But let's take this a step further. Even when our feelings and responses to pain are not proper, so to speak, they are often normal, expected, and understandable. The normal responses to pain and loss that we all feel are anger and confusion, doubt and fear, guilt and shame. If we don't allow ourselves to feel whatever we feel, whether good or bad, holy or sinful, true or false, we will never work through our emotions to learn how they can become glorifying to God. We process these normal responses not by shutting them down, but by speaking them aloud, allowing God and those around us to guide us back to truth.